Hello, my people out here in podcast land and mostly in Amazon seller land. This is a call out to all my sellerpreneurs in training. Perhaps you're already a sellerpreneur. This is Patrick Kincaid from Master Private Label Podcast, and I welcome you today. Okay, as usual, I'd like to start off with a question, but this one will have three choices for you. If you were about to start your pay-per-click advertising on Amazon, which of these three steps would you take, or three ways to engage in your PPC sponsored ads campaigns? Number one, you would hire out the entire process to one company. Number two, you would get a tool that you could use that had some automation built in, but still allowed for you to make some decisions along the way and do some things manually if you preferred to. Or number three, you would do everything manually from the creating of the campaigns all the way up through optimization, but you perhaps may use a tool that could just help you with the optimizations and speed that process up every other week or every week or so. Which of these three ways to do Amazon PPC do you think is the best way? The answer is depends on you. So they all three could be the correct answer. And what I'm going to quickly share with you is those three techniques, those three ways to take on Amazon PPC. And I have learned that it just depends on the person. I have clients that are, I'm getting their products and their brands off the ground. And as we go into the pre-launch phase, we have it. One of the things we do in pre-launch is we set up our PPC campaigns. And some of my clients like to do things all themselves first to learn how to do, you know, any product research or supplier finding or PPC management. They like to learn all about it first on their own and then perhaps automate later. That's the first type. And the second type, some of my clients would, you know, they'd like to do it all their own, but they really probably have already figured out that maybe that's not their forte. And so they decide that they want to be able to use something that's not going to cost them hundreds of dollars a month starting out because they're bootstrapping it. But they also don't want to have much input into the manual day-to-day setup and upkeep of their campaigns. So they're looking for an option that is perhaps at the $100 or less cost range. And then there's lastly those of my clients who absolutely want to have nothing to do with their PPC creation of the campaigns or the management of the optimizations weekly or every other daily, whatever the case may be for your brand of products. They don't want to be involved in any of that, and they would rather just hire it out. And if it's going to cost them, you know, hundreds of dollars a month and eventually maybe thousands of dollars a month to have that managed for them, they feel that that's a better way to go because they don't have to do any of the work, and they have listened to the trainings and they've listened to their coach who explains to them, and I will explain to you now, that Amazon PPC can be one of the most complicated and difficult endeavors you can take on with your Amazon business. And it can also be the most costly, but it can also deliver you some of the greatest results that feeds into your overall success with your product or products. Okay, with that being said, I share this with my clients quite often, but I think about 2018, the Amazon PPC system had about 17 changes. It's either 7 or 17 changes. You know, pretty noticeable ones throughout the whole year on the platform, on the Amazon-sponsored advertising platform. Just this last year, that number was closer to 700. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of changes in this last year, 2020, compared to just a couple years ago. So what's been happening is Amazon's been really ramping up their platform, so much so that this last year they moved the platform off of your regular Amazon Seller Central and moved it into its own platform. So when you go click from within Seller Central on Amazon advertising, instead of it taking you to another window within Seller Central, it actually takes you out to a separate advertising.amazon.com, I believe, platform. So along with that, they have added so many features. They have added so many more bid capabilities, different kinds of campaigns. They have just made it more and more and more complex. And the reason being for this, from Amazon's view of their world, just a few short years ago, their overall sales revenue on Amazon.com was about 6%. In this last year, I think they've boosted that to 14%. 14% of the revenue that they make from their campaign, or from all their sales revenue, everything that they sell in the United States on the platform, whether that be third-party sellers paying them commissions, or it be them selling their own products, all that revenue accounted for 86%, with 14% coming in from Amazon advertising. So when you're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars, you raise their Amazon app, their advertising platform, they increased its share of the overall revenue by 2x in just a couple short years. That is literally tens of billions of dollars. So that's why they've been working on the Amazon platform, and that's why there's so many new features and complexities. And just between you and me, I believe that they are fully aware, and I've learned this and come to this conclusion over the years while working with a lot of new sellers and sellers who've been doing things for a while but come to me and I help them get tuned in to their Amazon PPC a little bit better. And I, in that process, I've been able to look at a lot of sellers' spending and their results as from that spending over the years prior to when they came to me for coaching. And it's just amazing to me how much money is wasted. How many campaigns are ran month in, month out for negative profit. And this is the conclusion I've come to. I think Amazon's fully aware that it's very difficult to get a handle on their advertising platform. And they, over the recent years, have been moving towards a place where they only want people on their channel who know how to use the system. Not game the system, but use the system. Now, they kind of turned a blind eye to people who are gaming the system. But I'm talking about using the Amazon advertising platform to the best of its capabilities to make both seller money and Amazon money. And any of those new sellers who don't do that well, it's almost as if Amazon knows that they're going to be paying a lot of money for advertising their products for the first 3 to 6 months that they're in business, and they're going to be getting all their traffic from Amazon PPC, and therefore are going to be spending a lot of money that is not the most profitable way of doing things. There's a lot of new sellers or products that have just been launched by, you know, even more seasoned sellers, but I've seen it time and time again where we rely so heavily upon PPC because it can get you pretty instant sales right after launch. And let's face it, people are afraid to go out and get traffic and do some real marketing for their products. It's a lot easier just to have an Amazon advertising campaign made real quickly and start to get some sales from that. So I think that a lot of those sellers who aren't around 9 months after they started, which is about 80% of the new sellers, they spend thousands on Amazon advertising, and that just all goes straight into the pocket of Amazon.com, and those businesses come and go. And those who are left after that first 9 month period of time and who stay in business on Amazon, you by then have figured out how you're going to manage your Amazon PPC. And the way I see it, and what this podcast has been about, is the three different ways you can do it. Okay, so real quick, method number one, if you want to run things virtually all yourself. You want to understand the ins and outs. You want to create the campaigns yourself. You want to manage them, the bidding strategies, the campaign budgets. You want to look at the ACOS. You want to run some reports and look at that stuff, you know, every week, and you want to get in there and you want to be making all the tweaks and understand everything. Okay, so this is option one. You can do this. However, I suggest you definitely put aside some money, and some time every week to do two things. One of them is to learn to go out and get some training. I recommend Brian Johnson's training. He's from Canopy Management, but Brian Johnson is known as probably the guru that knows more about Amazon advertising than anybody. Go out and find some of his free training, sign up for some of his paid training, whatever you got to do, get in there and get taught by someone who knows what they're doing. That's the first thing I recommend you do. Second thing I recommend you do is get yourself some software, such as PPC Scope, that you can get started for as little as $19.95 a month. And depending on the amount of dollars you're spending on advertising, depending on how many products and SKUs you have going, that cost for PPC Scope monthly can go up, you know, to $50 and on up from there, but it's all going to depend on how much advertising you're running. So I recommend you get PPC Scope or something similar that's a minimal charge per month that can help you with optimizations. And the reason being, running those reports and filtering the data by yourself can get tedious and it can be a lengthy process. You know, just a few short years ago, we had to do all of the report running ourselves, and we had to, you know, import them into an Excel spreadsheet or a Google sheet, and then we had to filter the data, look at the data, figure out which search terms were doing well for us, and go change our targeting and our bidding and do negative keywords and all. We had to do all that data analysis ourselves. Nowadays, Amazon is adding more and more capabilities all the time for you to automate some of these things, but they're still not up to snuff, so I still recommend you get a good, solid optimization plan going, and you get that down to where you're doing it at least weekly for most products, and that's what PPC Scope can help you to do. So sign up for PPC Scope if you're one of those that wants to have your hands in the entire process of Amazon advertising. Get PPC Scope subscription, the software, link your account to it, and then go in and use their 10-step guide for optimizations of your campaigns, and go through that every week. Now, you want to wait for between 4 and 8 weeks after you start your campaigns before you start optimizing too much, because you need to use that first initial period of time, which I call the first phase, which is the spend phase, according to me and Master Private Label and what I teach. That spend phase is where you're going to be losing money, but you're going to be getting data. You're going to understand where customers, what they're searching for, and when they search for certain terms, they're buying or not buying your product. So that's what you're trying to get, is that kind of data, the customer purchasing data. And the only place we can really get it is from the Amazon advertising reporting. Okay? So that is option one. Go get PPC Scope or a similar tool that's at a minimal cost that helps you with just automating some of the optimization steps each week. You can still go in, you're still going to be going in there and creating your campaigns and going in there and tweaking bids and campaign spend levels and all that. You're going to be able to do all that manually and learn how to do all that. But, you know, getting some help with those optimization steps to automate that part will save you a few hours a week. So I suggest you do that. That's option A. Option one. Option two, for those of you who want to understand it but also want to have the ability to automate things significantly, and you know, if you choose to only spend 30 minutes a week, you know, 30 minutes to an hour a week in your PPC campaigns, and you want to turn the rest over to some sort of automation, then I would suggest you try out Helium 10 Adtomic. They released Helium 10 ads their ads app last year, and then they quickly pulled it back a few months later. We had tested it out at that time, and I understand why they pulled it back. It just wasn't, it wasn't very powerful, and it had some quirks. And so I was thankful that they pulled it back and decided that that wasn't, it wasn't ready to go. Okay, so they ended up acquiring another company who was very good at data, data management and data analysis on the Amazon advertising side. And so they acquired this company, and then they have recently put out, just to, you know, in early 2021, the new Helium 10 Adtomic app. So it's Adtomic, like atomic, but Adtomic. And we've been testing that out of late, and it's pretty powerful. And so far, so good with the results we're getting from it. You have to upgrade. So I have all my clients and myself, we use the Helium 10 tool suite. That's our tool suite of choice. I test them out, Jungle Scout, Viral Launch, Helium 10, every year. And Helium 10's been winning as far as the most powerful of all those three. They've been winning for the last few years. And so we've, at the minimum, you've already got the $37 starter version of Helium 10. Perhaps you've got the, you know, $97, unless you use my link that you'll find in the on my website under resources. If you go to masterprivatelabel.com/resources, you can get a special discount for Helium 10, and I'm an affiliate of them, so you'll be buying me a sandwich. But you'll be getting a discount on Helium 10, and you can get, for about $87 a month, you can get the Helium 10 Diamond plan, right? In order to get Adtomic full capabilities, where you can utilize the automation each week to manage your campaigns for you, you're going to need to upgrade to the, the Platinum version is $97, and the Diamond or $87, and the Diamond version, you're going to have to upgrade to the Diamond version, which will come out to about $178 a month. That will include full capabilities of Adtomic. So what you're doing is you're adding about $87 to your price of your Helium 10 tool suite in order to get the Adtomic full version. So there's that added cost every month for this middle range option two of PPC management, where your software costs, your additional costs are, you know, right around $100 a month extra. Okay. So that's for option two. If you want, you know, 90% automation capabilities, automation on setting up campaigns, then go with the Helium 10 Adtomic platform and get that, and then set up your campaigns for your new products accordingly using Adtomic, and then you can manage them within the same platform there. Okay, the third option, and this is the full-fledged, have someone do it for you. You don't want to touch any of it. You hate the thought of even looking at data and spreadsheets, much less managing it. You don't want to know anything about your ad campaigns. You just want someone else to run it. You know, maybe you want to know just a little bit, and you want to have control over how much you spend each day, and you want to have control over being able to set up your targets for how much profit margin you want to be making on your campaigns eventually, then option three, I say hire Perpetua. Okay, Perpetua.io, I believe, is a full PPC management company. They were actually recommended to us by an Amazon business coach, a coach from Amazon themselves, and they recommended Perpetua, and we've been trying them out for about 7 months now, and where we were managing our campaigns full-time for a few years prior and getting about a 31% ACOS on one product, for instance, that I'm thinking of, we had them take over, and what Perpetua does is they create all brand new campaigns for you. So if you've got existing campaigns you've already set up, you can still run those. However, Perpetua, when you hire them, they create all new campaigns. They only work with the campaigns that they create. So what you end up doing is shutting off some of your, you know, your autos and your manual campaigns if you're running your own currently. And you can keep like your video campaigns and your display ad campaigns. I don't think they do video ad campaigns, or they don't report the data quite the same. Oh, it's the Amazon side. Does not report video ad data the same. So if you want to, if you get some good campaigns you've already got going with video ads, and you want to retain those, then you can go ahead and retain those and not have Perpetua run similar video ad campaigns on your products. So, but they're going to create all brand new campaigns. Okay, so just so you know when you hire. If you're starting out with just one product and your ad spend is under $5,000 a month, then the cost is $250 per month at the time of the recording of this podcast episode. If you're between $5,000 and $10,000 ad spend per month, then the cost will be $500 per month for Perpetua to run your campaigns for you. Okay, but we have seen our ACoS went from 31% when we were managing it, went down to 29% after about the first few weeks. They started bringing it down just a little bit more than our 31%. But more importantly, and here's what we're checking up on Perpetua as the months go by, how much profit in cash, you know, in cash, how much actual profit in dollars have they increased our cookie jar over the months with them running our campaigns versus us running them. And with a Perpetua automated system running our campaigns, we've been at least paying for the software at $250 to $500 a month, but most months we've profited. So they've been making us more profit. So if in January, before we signed on with Perpetua, let's say we were making $2,500 a month profit on a product, we have found that on the average, they've been making us $3,000 or more per month in profit. After paying them $250, we have an additional $250 in profit that we're making. So, and we're not spending all that time anymore running our campaigns. It's just so far so good, proven to be a much more efficient way to be able to scale our businesses, and we're making more money with having Perpetua run the campaigns for us. So if I was just starting out and I try to answer questions this way for my clients quite often, I always ask, okay, what would I do if I was in your shoes? So let's say you just got your first product sourced. It's on its way to Amazon FBA warehouses. It's on the boat. And you're starting to do your pre-launch work. You're setting up, you know, your follow-up emails, and you're making sure your listing's dialed in, and you're setting up your PPC campaigns. What would I do if I were you? Well, I'm one of those middle-of-the-road type guys. I do first like to understand any system that I'm going to be spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in. I first want to understand how it works. And therefore, I know when I'm hiring it out later and leveraging another company or software to do things for me. That way I understand enough, if I learn on the forefront how things work, that way I understand enough to know if that company or that software is doing better for me than I could, or if they are failing me, right? So I suggest that you at least get a small training course and a little bit of dabbling of even just running one campaign for a little while, maybe on the side of Perpetua, or if you choose AdTomic, really get in there and understand what they're doing with the automation, and so you can at least understand everything that there is to know about Amazon advertising campaigns, and at least the general terms, such as, you know, bid strategies and bid types, and know what impressions are, and clicks, and click-through rates, and advertising cost of sales, and return on advertising spend, and all these data points that you're going to see, whether you're using AdTomic or Perpetua or PPC Scope, or you're just going into your Amazon advertising platform. All these terms, you need to, you know, understand what is happening and understand what these terms mean, so you can at least gauge over time how the tools and software that you're hiring out to are doing for you. Okay, and of course, if you're really a DIY person, then of course you can use that first option there, with using PPC scope just to help you optimize, but you're doing everything else yourself manually, basically. I mean, you can use PPC scope, but you're still doing everything manually, right? You're just doing it through PPC scope. Okay, so that's the three options. Option one, use PPC scope or something similar that's a very minimal but helpful app to help you with the optimization steps, but you have to manage everything yourself, set up the campaigns yourself, and go forward that way. Option number two, middle of the road, where you have capability to automate most things, and that includes having some templates to start to make your campaigns when you first get launched, but then to be able to set target ACOSs and set goals with just a simple click, and then the system will take over for you and manage it for you, and that would be using Helium 10 Atomic. Okay, so you've got to get the diamond version of Helium 10 in order to get the full capabilities of Atomic. So that's option number two, kind of middle of the road, capability to manually manage it yourself, but if you choose to mostly automate things, Atomic will do that for you. Okay, and then option three, the last one was that just hired out to Perpetua. They will, for between $250 and $500 for your starting, first product, first couple products maybe, you can have them do the whole thing for you, from creating the campaigns to managing them week in, week out. And they're managing them every day, and they're using their AI to do so and to get good results. So far, so good. We're happy with Perpetua. So far, so good. We're happy with Atomic. And if you're just using PPC scope for helping you with optimizations, we're happy with them as well. Okay, I hope this has been helpful. I know this was a lot, but I wanted to get this taken care of so you can know what three options we are teaching people and putting to use depending upon your set of circumstances. I'm a big believer in not every seller is made the same. We all have different goals for our Amazon businesses. We all have different capabilities that we bring to the plate in our business. And we all have different goals along, you know, ongoing. Yes, of course, we all want to scale. And yeah, we all want to make tons of cash, right? That's a given. But the finer nuances of how to go about running our businesses as entrepreneurs, we need to find our way that makes us most comfortable in doing so and also makes us the most money. Okay, so I like to give you a few options when choosing how to go after something as huge and as expensive but as beneficial as the Amazon advertising / PPC system. Okay? All right, that's enough out of me. I'm Patrick from Master Private Label. By all means, please, if you want some free training, you want to know what we do, you're looking for some coaching, you're looking for some unique coaching opportunities, I have a Q&A coaching package that is pretty unique, pretty cool, and for a small fee every month, you can ask me a question anytime you like to a private email address that I give you, and I respond in kind within a day or so, usually within a few hours, a direct answer to whatever question you have pertaining to your Amazon business. Then please visit masterprivatelabel.com. That's M-A-S-T-E-R, private, label, L-A-B-E-L.com, masterprivatelabel.com. And check out our store, see what we have there to offer. We also have the MPL Academy. If you're a little bit more of a DIY person, but you want to get some excellent trainings, you want to get checklists of the entire process of selling on Amazon FBA, you really want to dive deep on product research, you want to have the opportunity to ask me the questions and get that upgraded service. That's the MPL, the Master Private Label Academy. That's there within our store on the website as well. So there's a few different options, and we also have a few openings. Most of the time we try to keep some openings for the full one-on-one coaching, but over time there's been months when that wasn't available because there wasn't enough of this coach Patrick's time to go around. So, but you can get on the waiting list, and you can apply to be in those coaching programs, because I do not work with everybody. Just to let you know, it's got to be a right fit for you and a right fit for me. All right, enough out of me. I am done. I thank you for being here with me on the show today, And as always, let's just keep moving this thing onward and upward. Take care.